Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it produces more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my word remains in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. About 20 years ago or so, I went and stayed with some friends down near Tampa, Florida for a winter vacation. And my mother watched my dog for me. She loved that dog immensely. But to say she spoiled her would be an understatement. Mom was one of those people that was extremely active. And she would go out every morning with her friends for coffee. She'd go to the library. She volunteered at the hospital, did all kinds of stuff. Unless she was watching my dog, then that dog got full attention 24/7. So for a period of a week or so, she didn't do any of that, which is a pretty big sacrifice for her. But unfortunately, I didn't think of that until it was virtually too late. And I didn't get her anything. You know, you ought to bring her back something, and I didn't do that. So I was in the airport scrambling through the little shopping area they have at the Tampa airport trying to find something. And as I was moving along, I heard them call, "Final boarding at gate letter for my plane." So I really had a hustle. So I grabbed what was right there in front of me, which were these little souvenir trees. They have like lemons and limes and oranges. And I don't know, they were like $5. So I ought to get one for me too. So I grabbed two. Came back, "Look, Mom, I got you a lemon tree." Well, wasn't the smartest thing I ever did, because my mother was born with a brown thumb. And she could kill absolutely any house plant in a matter of days. And that's exactly what happened. However, I'm the exact opposite. My houseplants tend to go crazy. Not because I am good and nurturing, but because in reality, most houseplants do so much better with benign neglect. The quickest way to kill a houseplant is to overwater it. Well, never my issue. So if it starts to look droopy, I give it water. And I set it in the sun. And I turn it when I water it, and that's about all I do. Well, the orange tree that I kept thrives. And it grew so big that it was unwieldy. And it's been with me in three different rectories. So I would cut it back, and I would just chop, 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 cut it down to look like that thing will never live. And then over a period of about 3 or 4 months, it's bigger than it was before. So I chop, 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 chop. Well, the last time I did it, it was rubbing against the ceiling, and I cut it way down. Well, now it's about this wide, and it just keeps living. Well, That reminds me a little bit about what Jesus does for us and what he was telling us in this gospel. When I prune that tree, it doesn't get weaker, it gets stronger. I get rid of the parts of it that take so much life out of it to simply expand that it doesn't build any mass to it or any real strength. But when I pare it back, the trunk gets bigger, the rest of it gets stronger. Well, when Jesus prunes us, he cuts back those parts that make us weaker. He gives us mercy and forgives us of our sin, which tends to, in fact, does make us weaker and more vulnerable. He cuts back those things that aren't really necessary for us, that hold us back. Things like selfishness, greed, anger, things that keep us from being in good relationship with one another. He pares those things back. And he nourishes us with Scripture, with the living Word, and with sacraments, his presence, and with the church, the rest of the body of Christ gathered together, and makes us stronger because of that. But it's all based on one very important reality, that we're branches in the vine that is Christ Jesus, the living, breathing body of Christ. And it's our connectedness with the vine that gives us the strength we need, makes us who we are. Jesus' love for us does that very thing.